Federal workers across the country say they've had enough.
What do we want?
Pay!
When do we want it?
Now!
Some families who say they've never had to depend on donations are turning to food banks for help. Even students who rely on free or reduced-fee meals at school are impacted. One North Carolina school announcing lunch menus are being revised to conserve food and funding. The Lambert family are worried about feeding their 5- and 6-year-olds.
The sooner they can do something about it, the better it'll be for us low-income families.
In California, TSA union leaders say this shutdown has gone way too long. In Washington, families letting Congress know it's time to reconcile their differences.
I've pawned everything that I can imagine, and now I'm just at my wit's end.
As the shutdown drags on, some businesses are also taking a hit. Mohammed Bada has been operating his falafel food truck in the District of Columbia since 2014. He says the ongoing shutdown has drastically cut down his sales.
Usually I do in this area, I do like 60, 70 customers. So far, maybe I did like 19 customers today. Especially this week, it's really, really, really bad.
Bada, who owns 2 food trucks, can now afford to run only one. He says if sales don't pick up soon, he won't be back next week and will look for another job instead. Meanwhile, there's no budging on either Democratic or Republican side. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Washington.